It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. At the London Olympics, there's a lot of interest in a rematch coming up this Thursday with a gold medal on the line. The U.S. women's soccer team will be playing Japan, a team that beat the Americans last year in a shootout at the end of the final match of the World Cup. But first, the U.S. players had to get past Canada last night, and they did, barely, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
When the two teams walked onto the field at historic Old Trafford Stadium in Manchester last night, Canada was clearly the underdog. In the last 11 years, in 26 games, Canada failed to beat the U.S. But the Canadian team includes Christine Sinclair, one of the top scorers ever, and she and her teammates didn't act second best. This was Canadian Sinclair's first goal of the night. She worked around two American defenders in front of the goal, then swept the ball past the outstretched body of keeper Hope Solo. That was 22 minutes into the game. A half hour later, American Megan Rapinoe didn't bend it like Beckham, she wrapped it like Rapinoe, sending a corner kick halfway across the width of the field, the ball wrapping around the post of the goal without anyone else touching it. That's what 36,000 people sound like when they tweet all at once, OMG, did you see that? And it continued like that. Sinclair again, Rapinoe again, Sinclair again. Then they let other players have fun. The game was tied after 90 minutes and then after 2 hours. But with just 30 seconds to go in extra time, the ball flew toward the head of Team USA's Alex Morgan, and she butted it in the net. That gave the U.S. the 4-3 win. American coach Pia Sundhage.
The team refuses to lose and always find a way to win. If you look in their eyes, if you listen to Abby, there is something special. There is something where they have an extra gear.
Abby is Abby Wambach, the star forward of the U.S. team, whose single goal of the game has her tied with Sinclair on the all-time scoring list.
Omens like this are what makes sports so cool. Literally doing something that was unlikely, and everybody counted you out.
The Canadians didn't quite see it that way, blaming the tying goal on a rare penalty. The referee called a violation of the six-second rule, in which a goalkeeper can't hold the ball for more than 6 seconds. Sundhage says she'd never seen the rule applied. Canadian coach John Herdman defends his goalie.
It wasn't like she'd purposely tried to slow the game down, where you see goalkeepers really cheating. And the ref, for whatever reason, I don't know. Yeah, she's got that to live with. And, we'll move on from this. I wonder if she'll be able to.
Team USA moves on to the gold medal match against Japan. It's a chance for redemption given the World Cup loss last year in a tie-breaking shootout. Abby Wambach.
All of us have dreamt about it. We've had nightmares about it even, what happened last summer. This is an opportunity for us to, not even redemption, to prove ourselves, to let whatever happened last summer go and take the gold medal, because we believe that we've earned it.
The gold medal match is Thursday in London. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Manchester.